as a scientist and as an apologist for God's word, and you've been presenting evidence of creation for years, but as the result of putting up the ark, what kind of response have you received from the unbelieving scientific community, and particularly the evolutionary community that rejects a literal six-day creation or a universal worldwide flood?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Well over 1.5 million people now visited the Ark since it was opened on the 7th of July, 2016. And the people come from all over the world, and people of every background and all sorts of different religious beliefs. And it's amazing, the people that come through there. But here's the interesting thing. You know, the ardent secularists, the atheists, the professors in our secular universities, they just mock at people who believe in six-day creation, mock at anyone who believes in a young earth. But you know what we're doing? We're trying to reach the population, the general public. I've always said revolutions come from the people. And so as people come through there of all walks of life, all backgrounds, many of them, I've actually stood there, and some of our staff have stood there and heard some of the non-Christians talking as they go through, saying, well, we've never heard this before. Nobody ever told us that. Wow, that's interesting. I'll have to go and check that out more. And that's what we wanted to do, to start a conversation like that. We didn't build it to think, oh, we're going to convert all these, you know, secular, atheistic, you know, scientists, evolutionists out there. What we're going to do is we're just going to proclaim the truth. We're going to get people talking about it, get them talking about the Bible, helping them to see that the scientific evidence confirms the Bible's history, and make sure that we present the gospel to them so that they will have heard the saving message of the gospel, which is what it's all about.